G'day everyone, it's the Daily Talk Show. It's Josh here. You'll notice that I'm not in the normal studio setting. That is because I'm in Woolworths in Abbotsford. And what was that?
So do you want naan?
Yeah, I'll have some naan. Oh, I probably don't need the carbs. Anyway, you're probably wondering where Tommy is. He's currently sick, maybe food poisoning from some frozen beans that he ate. Anyway, he's been vomiting. And so this isn't a normal episode in the Daily Talk Show today. Today is just a recording that Tommy did the other day with his mate Craig Harper, who is a life coach. So that'll be interesting. Feel free to subscribe to us on iTunes. It's the Daily Talk Show. My name's Josh Jansen. My mate's Tommy Jacket. He's speaking to Craig Harper. And remember, you can send us any mail, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 30067. Thank you for listening.
Right.
We talk a lot about videos and stuff that's going mad online and good podcasts that have got a lot of momentum.
Yes.
One thing that you did that has had a lot of momentum.
Yes.
Is the 12 fucking rules of success.
12 fucking, yes. It's funny that, isn't it? So one day I literally sat there and dragged out 12 principles or rules or ideas or thoughts that I share commonly and essentially put a fuck in each one of the principles, and it went a bit viral. It went a lot viral. So
every time you've posted a couple of times, and each time you post it,
tens of thousands of shares, not likes, but tens of thousands of shares. It's been turned into posters. It's been made into fucking tea towels, and it's all over the world. It's been translated into different languages, and it's really interesting what, you know, as somebody you know and I know and half of your viewers, maybe people who work in the space where they want an audience or they're trying to create connection or they're trying to share an idea or they're trying to build a brand or whatever, it's really interesting to see what people connect with. And one of the things some people connect with, done the right way, is swearing. Yeah. As long as there's something intelligent wrapped around it, it's not just somebody bloody cursing for the sake of it, but... Yeah,
I want to go through it with you. Because have you made a video about it?
No, I haven't, Tom. Well, this might be it.
We're doing it. Right. This is it. So the 12 fucking rules for success.
Yeah.
By Craig Harper.
Mm.
Number one, do the fucking work. Don't be lazy.
Mm. Well, I think we overthink the shit out of things, and you know, at the end of the day, after the theory, the idea, the plan, the intention, the goal setting, the fucking conversation. At some stage, we've got to roll up our sleeves and start doing, because transformation lives in the application of the information to doing, not the knowing. So do the work. Doesn't matter how smart you are, how many plans and intentions you got. If you don't do the work, you don't get the result.
Number two, stop fucking waiting. It's time.
Some people have been waiting. Like, a lot of people will tell you that it's a timing thing. It's like I'm not getting in shape yet, or I'm not joining a gym yet, or I'm not starting a business yet, or I'm not. And look, timing is an issue, but for the most part, why people don't succeed, it's not the issue. So if you've been waiting for the right time to get in shape since 1998, it's probably a you thing more than a time thing.
Number three, rely on yourself. The universe doesn't give a fuck.
Well, this is a polarizing one because, okay, so for me, when I talk about the universe... I'm talking about the universe that I learned about at school, you know, the big kind of space with planets and shit, you know, stars and suns and moons. And I think a lot of people see the universe as some kind of form of cosmic intelligence that's having an input into your life. So that's a bit different. But for me, that's not what it means. And also, even if it is that, at the same time, the universe can't get out of bed for you. The universe can't have a good attitude for you. The universe can't take action for you. The universe can't overcome fears for you or create outcomes for you. So at some stage, irrespective of what your philosophical or spiritual or theological beliefs are, at some stage, it still comes back to your behavior.
Mm. I like it.
Thanks, Tom.
Number four.
I don't give a fuck if you don't like it.
No, that's number eight. We'll get to that one.
Were you just trying to support me then?
I am, mate. I'm just, that's why I'm here.
Oh, I am an only child, though. I do need a little bit of
Number four, be fucking practical. Success is not a theory.
Well, that ties into the last one. I mean, you know, very much it is. Like, there, we need to plan, we need to formulate, we need to set goals, we need to create a structure and a process. But at the same time, transformation is all about what we can do and what we can affect and what we can execute consistently over time.
Number five, be productive early. Don't fuck around all day. Because this device, people are fucking around on all day. And do you mean early as in actually early in the day? Just get your shit done early.
That's what I mean, Tom.
That's what you mean?
Well, I mean, there's lots of research, if we want to get a bit sciencey, that says, and we're talking about non-shift workers, so for the average person who gets up at 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever, the more we get done early in the day, the better place we're in mentally and emotionally, and the more momentum we create to be more productive later in the day, but also to set ourselves up for a better day in terms of what's happening internally. So, you know, if you kind of sleep in and you procrastinate, you avoid stuff and you put stuff off and you finally slide out of bed at 11 a.m, there's probably not a big chance you're going to be super productive.
Fuck, it's like sleeping too long and you feel more tired.
I don't get it.
It's hard.
I don't get it. I don't.
Number six, don't be a fucking baby. Life's hard. Get on with it.
Well,
life is hard, Craig.
I mean, you know, life's awesome, and life's, you know, bad things happen to good people. Life's not fair, you know, and sometimes, not everybody, but sometimes we're a bit precious. We want the result without the work. We want everything to be quick, easy, comfortable, painless, and sometimes it's pretty easy. Sometimes it's really difficult, you know, and, you know, my mum's got cancer at the moment, which is not awesome, but you go, all right, well, that's the reality. So we can whinge and sook and moan and be a baby and complain, and she's still got cancer. You go, oh, well, what then? What's in our control? Well, nutrition, sleep, treatment, attitude, love, support, choices. So in the middle of the messiness and the bullshit of cancer, you go, all right, what's in our control? Let's manage that.
Mm. Number seven.
That was deep, wasn't it, Tom?
That got real deep.
Fuck, you didn't expect me to open the cancer door in the middle of your little hilarious whatever.
It's got to be bright. Hang on, let me just...
All right, can you touch... Do you want me to... This is on the go. Oh, that's much better. Wow.
We got really bright. There's a window right there, so...
Right. Carry on.
Number seven, don't hang out with fuckwits.
Well, they say, don't you love it when people say they say? And you go, well, who the fuck are they?
Who the fuck are they?
What about when science, science tells us. No, it doesn't. What fucking science? Show me the research.
I've always thought they should be like a number you can call just to back you up in conversation.
That's right. Hello, it's they.
Yeah,
did you say this? Yep.
Yeah, we said it.
Thank you. they say... that we become the average of the five people we hang out with the most.
Mm.
So I believe that we are influenced greatly, consciously or not, intentionally or not, for better or worse, by who we spend time with. And same with, you know, like what you read and what you listen to, what you expose yourself to affects you. So hang out with people who drag you up. So one of the things I do is work with alcoholics and addicts, and what we strongly encourage, obviously, is when the boys and girls leave the program, that they don't go back and start hanging out with addicts. Because there's a fair chance you're going to start using again. And so it's just realizing that your environment and the people in your environment impact you directly and powerfully one way or the other.
I like this one. Don't fucking waste energy on shit you can't control.
Didn't you like the other ones?
I've liked them all. There is actually one that we haven't got to that's my favourite.
So what was that? Don't waste...
You wrote it, mate.
Don't waste... I don't know. I haven't looked at it since. Don't waste energy on shit you can't control?
Yes.
Good. That's good advice.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Self-explanatory.
Number nine. This is my favourite.
Mm.
Stop bullshitting. It's fucking embarrassing.
It is. That's funny. Look at me laughing at my own shit like an idiot. We bullshit. We bullshit ourselves, we bullshit others. You know, the person that says, well, I don't lie, I'm not... Well, they're the biggest liar.
I don't lie.
Everybody fucking lies. That's a cute baby. No, it's not. Looks like a lizard.
No, if people don't lie about that, they just won't mention that your baby's cute.
No, they do. Say,
oh, look at him.
Well, I told you your baby's cute.
Yeah.
Rest lying. My case. Well.
Stop hanging around with fuckwits.
He's super cute. But fortunately, he is super cute. Yeah, we do. You know, it's. Do you think we should lie? Do you ever think there's a time to. It's okay. It's morally okay to lie?
There's one that I'm battling with.
Like, how honest do you be? How, like, somebody comes up there wearing the worst fucking outfit you've ever seen. You like my dress? Yeah.
I definitely lie in that circumstance.
Definitely.
But there's one that we can't say, but I'm a new dad.
Right.
And there's one thing that I might have to talk to. I won't go any further, but it's
Tell half a story.
Yeah, but I think you can get it.
People are turning off in droves.
Parents lie to their kids. There's mostly one thing that it's about. Well, there's two.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I don't want to lie. Sure I don't want to lie.
That's one thing. So you're going to tell your kid that's bullshit?
Mm.
Really?
I'm not there
yet. You're the worst fucking parent? Are you trying to be a bad dad?
See? You're just saying that. Is there a time to lie?
Of course there is. Of course there is.
All right, I'll...
Much of childhood is predicated on lying. You're the best kid ever. You're so pretty. You're the smartest kid in... No, you're not. You're just fucking average. I love you, but you're average. You're like every other kid at the school. What about that? We tell our kids how unique and special they are, and then they go to school with 1,000 other kids just like them.
Everyone's special.
Doesn't mean that they're not beautiful and special to us. It's just another kid, though.
Mm. So what you're saying is lie.
That's what I'm saying.
Number 10.
Yes.
Stop being a fucking people pleaser. It's sad.
It's exhausting. It's sad. It's unnecessary. When you are a people pleaser, you might temporarily or momentarily make someone feel a bit better or happier, but over the long term, they're going to manipulate you because they think you're easy and weak. Mm. You're going to frustrate yourself. It's nice to be nice, Tom. But it's not nice to be an emotional doormat.
Yeah, true.
I'm getting a sore neck.
Can we put that on an actual doormat? It's probably a bit long.
Hey, why don't we get a doormat and just write emotional on it? And we sell that shit online. Could you do that? And we'll call them emotional doormats.
You know I'm all about creating some product and getting it out there.
Hey, if anyone watching this, if either of you watching this have a company that makes doormats, can you contact us?
Surely there's one that you can get something printed on. Like just use a spray can if worse comes to worse.
How funny would that be?
Number 11, stop putting toxic shit in your body. It's fucking stupid.
Well, again, self-explanatory, but I think I would just say, yes, well, that's self-explanatory, but what I would say around that is if I had a very specific piece of advice, it would be start to read and understand food labels and differentiate between what's written on the front of the product, which is called marketing, and the tiny fucking box on the back with the numbers, which is called information.
Mm. Yeah, last 5 years has been a shift in that for me. Even just understanding it, like I kind of knew what about it, but I just look for sugar now. If there's added sugar to something, if there's high levels of sugar.
I reckon if there's a whole lot of numbers, like emulsifier 321746.
Oh, that's my favourite.
Flavour 572.
Oh, stop it.
Preservative 610. If there's shit like that on the back that's unrecognisable as food, don't eat it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, number 12, final one. Stop doing the same fucking thing and hoping shit will change.
Well, obviously that's a very old insanity, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome with a fuck inserted in there. But we are creatures of habit, and some of us do live in a behavioural version of Groundhog Day. That is, we do the same things that didn't work the last week, month, year, and we somehow think that we're going to end up in a different place, whether literally or metaphorically. But you know, identify the things that serve you and identify the things that sabotage you. Make some decisions, you know, and change your behavior around that. Does it happen quickly? No. Is it possible? Yes. Is it easy? Not always. But it's, you know, apart from all the swearing and all the silliness, we're all works in progress. You know, everyone wants everyone that I know and everyone that I work with and everyone that I meet, including you, everyone has one thing in common, and that is we want to create better results in our world. You know, whether that's with our business, our marriage, our brand, our health, our wellness, we want more, you know, more fulfillment, more passion, more purpose, more money, more relaxation, whatever it is. And it's trying to identify what that means for you. What does that mean for me? A better life or a better body or a better marriage or a better state of mind? Or what does that mean? What does that look like? And what do I need to stop doing, and what do I need to start doing so that I might get where I want to go? And then in the middle of all of that creating and doing and thinking and planning and strategizing is to find a way in the middle of all of that to be the calm in the chaos, so that we, irrespective of what's going on in our world, good or bad, predicted or unpredicted, that we find a way to be calm, that we find a way to manage our emotional and our psychological state so that, one, we're not constantly overthinking and anxious and stressed and wasting emotional energy, but two, we're also a good person to be around. Mm. Is that too deep, Tom?
No, that's all right. I mean, I'm pretty comfy on this chair, so.
When you say all right,
mate, I'm not gonna tell you 10 out of 10 all the time. One last question:
can we make this black and white? Because I don't like the colour.
I'll do whatever.
All right.
You didn't sign that waiver, so I guess I can do what I want.
Whatever. Go on.
Why did you stop at 12? What's the significance of 12?
Well, I felt it was biblical.
Okay.
You know, and I'm pretty damn biblical. I don't know. Why do you stop at any number?
It's right.
Or maybe I ran out of ideas. I've actually done another 12.
Have you? That hasn't been released.
It has not been published.
What are you calling it?
Well, it's called Another 12 Fucking Rules for Success. Super creative.
I like it. When's it coming out?
One of them is so offensive.
Oh, yes. This is good.
That even me, who has almost no filter, I hesitate. I'll tell you what it is when we get off air. I'm sure you'll get inundated.
Oh.
But it's as objective. Oh, someone in there's laughing. You remembered what it is, didn't you?
Hang on. When are we going to find this out? When are we going to see this?
Well, whenever you post this, I will, in the few days after, when is this going to be up?
I don't know.
Oh, well, fuck, I don't know. Well, whenever this is up,
yeah,
in the following week, I will publish it and you can take it for a spin and we'll. But I think the second one is maybe better than the first one. And the first one went mental, so.
Fuck, sequels are always hard.
When I say mental, I mean that I didn't. Went really well.
Okay.
Apologise. You've got to be careful.
You're already apologising for the words you're saying now, not.
I know. I've said fuck 38 times, but I was. You don't want to be misinterpreted as being insensitive.
Yes, but you'll be interpreted as insensitive with another 12 fucking rules of success.
Mm.
I can't wait for this.
I'm really bored. Can we finish?
Yeah, we're done.
Fuck.